It's the Fish Tank with Michael Fisher.
Producer of this show comes up with three topics. He really believes them at the bottom of his heart.
On Sports Radio, The Ticket.
Right, it is time for a Fish Tank. A little bit of a different time because we've got a guest come up at 2 o'clock here to talk more about the Super Bowl. So, of course, that's what I'll focus on. And we'll start with the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. Everybody knows him, Tom Brady. He already has most Super Bowl wins by any quarterback in NFL history, most Super Bowl appearances by any quarterback in NFL history. But he wants to maintain his spot as top postseason quarterback of all time. He needs to beat the Eagles. If he loses, that means he's 3-3 as a favorite in Super Bowls. His loss would be to a backup quarterback with a team that went undefeated in the regular season and then to the sixth seed in the NFC. It would mean his best achievement would be beating the Rams early in his career when it was less him and more his coach. And losing to a team with a backup quarterback would all but prove that last year was really the Falcons' fault and that Brady just got lucky. If he goes to 5-3 all-time in Super Bowls, I think it's less impressive than Bradshaw and Montana, both of who were 4-0. So, Chris, sink or swim, Brady, if he wants to be the top postseason QB of all time, he's got to beat the Eagles. He can't lose.
Sink. How's money at this point? He's 40 years old. He already has 5 Super Bowl championships. At this point, he's just trying to add on to the lead that he already has over the rest of the pack. He's doing things that we didn't think 40-year-olds could do and put your team in contention year in and year out. If he wins, it's his 6th. If he doesn't, he still has 5. That's fine. Losing the Super Bowl is still better than not getting to the Super Bowl at all. That's the whole thing about your record in championships. So what? You should lose before you get to the championship because that's better? No, it's better to lose in the Super Bowl than it is to lose in the first round of the playoffs. Stop being silly with the reasoning of, oh my goodness, his winning percentage in the Super Bowl has gotten lower. He's getting to Super Bowls. That's great. So sink.
Bob?
Well, I'm conflicted on this one. I do agree with you, Fish, that Atlanta and Seattle were two games he should have lost. He probably should be 3-4 in Super Bowls right now instead of 5-2. I'm also conflicted because if I have one quarterback to make one drive for a win, I'm not taking Tom Brady. I'm taking Joe Montana. So that's not changing my opinion of who I want for one drive one time. But if you're looking at body of work, if you're looking for who has the best resume, I agree with Chris. I don't think that whether he wins or loses this Super Bowl, it changes it. I agree. I would rather be the Buffalo Bills and lose 4 times in a row in the Super Bowl than to lose in the AFC Championship 4 times in a row and not get there. You at least have the fun of winning the AFC Championship if you were a Buffalo Bills fan. So again, I'm a little bit conflicted because I still think I'd rather have Joe coming down the field for me as opposed to Tom Brady in the last moments. But body of work, Tom Brady, number one. I don't know how you can take it away from him, so I'll sink.
Going to the quarterback on the other side of the field, and no, I don't mean Carson Wentz since he's not playing, but Nick Foles. If he wins this game, he will sign for more money than Kirk Cousins this offseason. Now, it's a little tricky because technically Foles is under contract with the Eagles for the next 5 years. However, there is a write-in in his contract. If he's still with the Eagles come this time next year, his contract automatically voids and he becomes a free agent, meaning more than likely the Eagles would trade him to a team who would then re-sign him for more money so he's their long-term starter. Biggest thing is Nick Foles, if he wins this game, will have a Super Bowl win, which adds to your legacy and adds to your contract value. Just look at Joe Flacco and coming off a 38-7 beatdown of the best defense in the NFL this year. Meanwhile, Kirk Cousins, he's played in one playoff game. He's never thrown less than 11 picks as a full-time starter. Foles shows he can take care of the ball. So, Bob, sink or swim. Foles wins the Super Bowl. He'll be richer than Kirk Cousins after the offseason.
Might be richer in the sense that he won't have to buy a drink or dinner in Philadelphia again. But, no, I think I'll sink this one. I think Kirk Cousins is going to be the guy that's going to break the bank. He's a free agent at the right time. And he's going to be able to pick and choose not only his money but his spot. I think people are going to look at the long body of work of Nick Foles and realize that when he has been, other than that 1 year with Chip Kelly, I think he's not going to be the guy that people are going to look to build on with a big contract at this point. I think they're going to make a movie out of Nick Foles' season, probably going to be done by the Disney folks, and I think we already have the name for it. Unfortunately, it's already been taken. But Cinderella Man, he's going to be the guy that is going to get it done, but then the clock's going to strike 12, and he'll be back to a backup.
Chris?
I'm going to sink, too. Nick Foles, I'm not convinced that the Eagles are going to sever ties with him because I don't know if the value that you can get is worth having a competent backup coming off of a quarterback with a torn ACL. And that's what Wentz will be at the beginning of next year, a quarterback coming off of a torn ACL. Cousins has had multiple years of sustained relative success, and he's already made more money in his career than Nick Foles will probably ever see in his career. And I expect Kirk Cousins to take a pay cut and make less money than he has in the past. So I'm going to go with Kirk.
And finally, there'll be a pair of former Broncos in the Super Bowl. One of them won't be playing with Shane McClellan on IR for the Patriots, but one will be playing, and that's Jay Ajayi. And Ajayi, most likely the starting running back for the Eagles. He's not listed as it, but he's taken 33 of their 64 rushing attempts in the playoffs. And I believe Ajayi will have the most rushing yards in a Super Bowl in the last 15 years, going back to the 2004 Super Bowl. That number would be 113 yards. Back in between the Colts and the Bears, Ajayi has averaged 5.8 yards a carry since joining the Eagles. The key to stopping Tom Brady is keeping him off the field. That means Ajayi is going to get the ball a bunch. He's the primary running back for the Eagles and the Patriots, by the way. Bottom third rushing defense during the regular season. So, Chris, Jay Ajayi will break 113 yards in the Super Bowl, sink or swim?
I'm going to swim. I'm right with you. I think the Eagles have a big run early and get up, and I think they play with the lead throughout the entire game. I think the pass rush, again, makes Brady make some mistakes and puts pressure on the Patriots offense, so they don't get much rolling. And the Eagles, when they're up in the second half, they'll be able to run the ball. Ajayi gets most of the cleanup work for Philadelphia. He not only is a steady runner, he can come up with a big run every now and then, too. I also think his role in the offense is similar to Kareem Hunt with Kansas City in that first game of the year. And remember what Kansas City did in that first game of the year with Kareem Hunt? He ran for 148 yards against the Patriots. He also caught 100 yards worth of receiving against New England. I think Jay has a huge game, and yes, he gets more than 113 yards.
Bob?
I'm going to swim with this as well. And the only reason that I was thinking maybe I would sink it is some of the yards that I think Jay is going to get is going to be similar to what he got against the Viking on some swing passes, which kind of act like runs. I was shocked in the last 15 years that the most rushing yardage gained by one player was only 113 yards. To me, that seems like kind of a low total. You would have expected somebody maybe to, you know, break off one of those 50, 60-yard runs and then have a pretty good game the rest of the way and take their total up closer to, say, 150. I understand it's only been one 200-yard game in the Super Bowl, but I thought maybe the number would be higher than 113. I agree with Chris. If you watched the Viking game last week when they were trying to run the clock out against Minnesota, he was the running back of choice. My biggest complaint watching Doug Peterson and the Eagles down the stretch is sometimes when Jay has gotten a little bit hot, they've switched running backs a little too quickly. That may be what I think they may need to stick with Jay a little bit more. I think he's their best chance for explosiveness at the running back position. So swim with Jay, 113 yards.